This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour is Monday, December 30th, here on the DJV program, live from Los Angeles, at least that's where I am, live from Washington. It's Kara and Rich McFadden in the studio there, and live from the chilly beaches of New Jersey. Sounds like a scene from the movie 1917, which I saw over the weekend.
I want to see that.
Poignant movie, a good story, and there are some twists in it that you'll find intriguing, probably, Richie. Directed by Sam Mendes, who's quite a good director. I've seen, you know how I love to go to the movies. I've been to four movies, I think, since last week. I saw Bombshell, the Roger Ailes story. It's very good, and I came away, as I said earlier this morning, with a different thought, different feeling about Megyn Kelly from the contents of the movie. You still think, unless you just believe that there's nothing but the sun and moon setting on Fox News, it really is amazing. Ailes was a genius. No question about that. There was an HBO special, pretty much the same, follows the same kind of process as this movie does. It was done by Russell Crowe played. How they made these guys up to look like John Lithgow is a really in good shape, good looking, and they jowled him up and they made him fat and he couldn't walk, and it just really was. He wasn't a sympathetic character in life. I've told you on the air, meeting him, spending 45 minutes with him in his office, probably now about 20 years ago. He wasn't, I don't know, the whole thing was kind of creepy. And the movie was kind of creepy, but you get really good performances from Charlize Theron and from Forehead. Why is it that I always have a...
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman. Yeah. And there's some other, what's her face?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie is good in it. Yep, she's good. And the one who's on Saturday Night Live that's now been in a few movies plays her friend in the movie.
Kate McKinnon. It's almost
McKinnon.
We saw the movie and you didn't.
That's okay. Anyway, a lot of good movies. Star Wars movie is a Star Wars movie is a Star Wars
movie. Yeah, I saw it. It was good.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good movie. No question about that. So anyway, looking at some of the things that are going on, Zac Efron...
Hey, wait a minute. Back up real quick.
Yeah.
On the Fox News movie...
Yes.
...is our friend Bill Shine...
Yes.
...in that movie?
Yes.
Really? How do they make him look?
He's portrayed in the movie, like Hatchet Man for Roger.
Okay.
But Billy... Rich and I both know Bill Shine, and we like him. Very good guy. His wife's a trip.
His wife's hysterical. Good Lord, she's a trip.
On the forerunner ladies to this program, Darla Shine was on, Bill's wife, and she is a trip and a half. Bill's a very quiet, kind of unassuming guy, and he was the perfect foil for Ailes and all of his stuff. And I can say, well, he's kind of like an unindicted. He must have known what was going on. Of course he knew what was going on. But, you know, he had a good, solid job with it. It doesn't give him an excuse. We just happen to like him personally, but the stuff that went on at Fox...
Decent guy trying to do the right thing in a bad situation.
I think you're right. Yeah, right. And would that be the case with him going... Because you know that he and Sean were great, great, great friends, and that is how he got the job. Shine got the job at the White House. So whatever... Did anybody ever tell you what happened to that? Whatever... Why did Shine not survive? I suppose maybe why does anybody not survive in that environment?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty volatile environment. So.
Yeah, very much so. All right, back to acting, and this story about Zac Efron. I don't know how many of you have followed this over the weekend, filming a new series entitled Killing Zac Efron. And apparently he almost died from some form of typhoid or bacterial infection over the weekend. So one, he was rushed to the hospital. He was on life support. They put him on all kinds of stuff. He's apparently okay, or not. He's not out of the woods, but he's.
Well, he is now. He actually posted he's back in in Los Angeles for the holidays with his family, and so he's okay now. But he said that happened. He said he bounced back pretty quickly, but it seems like it was a kind of a serious thing.
Yeah, sounded like it. That's for sure. Also, in people in the news, Sarah Gilbert is celebrating. Good day. Well, maybe she is celebrating. She's the star of The Conners now, right? She's the
right.
She's going to separate from her wife of 5 years, Linda Perry. I don't know much about Linda Perry. What is she's a song?
She's written a ton of songs for other people. And she has had a few hits on her own as well. You probably would know some of her songs.
Yeah. So she was. How did she become inseminated? How did she become pregnant? She had, was it the turkey baster route? Because I know she had her own son. Yeah. Is that a little crude, calling it the turkey baster?
Well, I mean, I guess.
Kind of what it is.
She wears some funky hats.
Linda Perry? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer. I thought they were going to make it. You know, they seemed pretty stable. And, you know, and she, when Sarah Gilbert was still on the talk, she always spoke pretty highly of her marriage. So it's sad when it, you know, comes to an end.
But you never know what's going on between two people. You just don't.
Right. Yep.
You never know what in the world is going on. There's this story of Sarah Weiss, who over the past year has lost 30 pounds. She did it because she was tired of people calling her a fat cow. Who in the world, have we gotten to the point of being so crude and cruel that this kind of stuff, I mean, but it was the reason for, it probably saved her life, given what the story was. But over an 18-month period, she lost 30-some-odd pounds. But she said she was motivated to do it because she was called a fat cow. And I guess I don't know. Other people motivated.
A, good for you for losing the weight. B, good for you for getting out of the way of people who call you a fat cow. Hey, why would you want to be around those people?
That's it, exactly. Yeah,
unless it was she was a kid and it was social media in school or something like that.
She looks to be in her maybe her 20s, late 20s, 30s, something early.
It had to be social media.
Yeah. You know, I was, I got to tell you one more story. Miles has discovered Sesame Street. My grandson, who turned 5 last week, has not watched any television in his life, no video, no nothing. And apparently a couple of weeks ago, somehow or other, because his parents don't have TV, they have like net, they have the, what do you call it, Victoria, when you do the,
cut the cord,
but then you have all of the separate stuff, whatever it is. So they have Netflix and HBO and all that kind of stuff. So I was at the, Miles and I had a grandpa, a gramps and grandson evening. It was Megan's birthday on Friday. I said, well, why don't you guys just go out? I'll take care of Miles. So Miles and I started playing around 4 o'clock, and we had dinner, and then he said, Gramps, I want to watch Sesame Street. And I looked and I said, what do you mean you want to watch Sesame Street? Because Sesame Street is something that my kids grew up on, and I certainly loved, actually, much of what I watched on Sesame Street. I thought it was fabulous stuff. So it took me 45 minutes.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Well, how do you watch it? Where do you watch it? How do you log on? What device? How do you turn this device on?
Well, as there were two, it was a, it had a, one of these, the clicker, it had a standard clicker, and then it had one of those
clicker, a.k.a. that, remote.
The remote. Okay.
Clicker?
It had a, yeah, it had a remote.
For you guys.
And then it had a smooth-faced doohickey. That didn't have any writing on it.
This is just, this is what I have to deal with every day.
I'm so confused.
Rich, when I'm trying to like help him with tech stuff, he's like
20 years. Yeah, no, I'm with you. The cursor, the little pointer wand thingy.
Was the smooth face doohickey? Was that like a fire stick?
Yes, that's what they call. Yes,
my sister has one, and it is a fire stick.
That's what they call
doohickey.
Yeah, and so I finally figured out the nuance of the corners versus the center, because there's nothing labeled on it. You just have to kind of fiddle and
it's a wheel, like an iPod.
Right.
Don't you have an iPod?
It's called intuitive, Doug. People, they assume...
It also has voice commands. You could have just told it what to do the whole time.
Right. You could have just pressed that button at the top and then just said Sesame Street, and it would have just played for you.
Oh. Well, I finally figured out... And there's a volume bar across the bottom of the device, so it's a screen, and then it has a volume bar, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it on.
Was so Miles just asleep at this point?
Showing you how to do it.
But he sort of he showed me how to do the volume on the volume stick underneath the TV. A little place that
the 5-year old giving you technology.
Sound
tips.
Bar. It's a volume stick, Rich. He just called the sound bar a volume stick.
Whatever the hell it is. Anyway.
It's a sound bar.
So the bottom line is we watched an episode of Sesame Street. He knew we both sang the songs, Honey Day, and he was very impressed that I knew all the lyrics. And I said, well, your mommy and Uncle Brendan grew up watching Sesame Street, and I used to love to watch it. And during the course of the whole thing got started because I saw a reference to James Corden, and there was a piece in this particular episode that had James Corden doing something. But they bring in stars from all over the place to participate in and bring kids whatever the lessons are from Oscar the Grouch. Brendan's favorite character was Oscar the Grouch. Miles likes...
because Elmer. Pretty much was his dad.
I was just going to say that.
Okay, calm down. Anyway,
Maybe you didn't live in a garbage pail, but...
No. But Corden was... I think Corden is...
Corden's funny. Actually. He's really good. Yeah.
All right, so you enjoyed me telling you that story. I'm glad I made...
I love stories where we get to make fun of you. It's always a good time.
Well, but I learned something now. I don't have... But it sort of spoke to one of the things that I've been saying on the air a lot lately, that sooner or later these cord cutters are going to go back and think, yeah, this is pretty good. I don't mind watching a few ads because the prices go up, up, up. What did we say last week, Victoria, one of the days that we were talking about this stuff, or Kara, if you remember, I went through a list of the top 5 or 6 of these individual, like HBO and Disney S or X or whatever it is, and they're $45-$50 a month. And by the time you get 4 or 5 of them, you're at $250 a month. You might as well have regular television back again. It's very expensive to have all that.
Well, we have to switch. PlayStation View is what we've been using, which is an app.
Right?
Yeah, it's going away at the end of January. So I think the next best thing is YouTube TV from the research that I've done. Yeah. That's actually going to be cheaper. That's only going to be like $45 or $50 a month. We were paying $85 for PlayStation View, but that it also included HBO and the premium channel. So it is still kind of messy because we're not going to give up Netflix. We still have Hulu. You know, you end up just getting attached to the content.
Have Amazon Prime? I have Amazon Prime, and I can't make it work now on my TV at home.
Well, that's where your Fire Stick comes in.
I don't have a Fire Stick at home.
Yeah, for $25, you can have a Fire Stick, and Amazon Prime is right on it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But see, there's another $25.
No, it's a one-time fee, and then it's just included with your Amazon Prime. Yeah. $25 buys you the device.
Yeah. Okay, well, it looks like it keeps spending money and more money and yunga bunga. All right, back to the woman who was branded a fat cow. She didn't try this, but I know there are a lot of people who have had, some of the people even that work at Calitrin. You go to the website, calitrin.com. You've made a New Year's resolution, the same old one, you're going to lose weight, yada, yada. It becomes boring after a while. Why don't you really do something for yourself? Really do something that is, I would say, quite intelligent. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is the intelligent persons, and I don't mean this as a slam, this is for people who want to think it through. How do you lose weight? How do you keep it off? And that's what a lot of people, interestingly enough, more women than men do this. Do you think that makes sense? Richie, how many men do you know who go on diets? Seriously.
I mean, a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, calitrin.com, use the code DJV, get a 6-month supply, and lose.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time on the DJV program this Monday with the Victoria, Richie, Kara, and I, and you moving into this Music Cares charity auction idea, starting with Aerosmith auctioning off a variety of gear for microphones. I'd like to get some of those microphones, Richie. Some of those things are pretty good, pretty cool.
Yeah.
I also auctioning off guitars, other items from Tom Petty, Eddie Vedder, and more. Sale benefiting the Recording Academy's nonprofit charity, Music Cares. Aerosmith is also going to be honored as the Music Cares Group of the Year. Special 30th anniversary benefit gala taking place on the 24th of next month, a couple of days before the Grammys. That's right, we're getting into what's the first award. New Year brings all these award shows culminating in the Oscars at the end of February. So what's the first award show? Anybody
probably
know?
The Golden Globes, maybe?
Yeah. Is that
might
next
be
week?
Up next?
Week or two? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. The auction is taking place January 24th, starting at 11 o'clock Pacific time at Julian's Auctions. Some of the lots Aerosmith has donated include Steven Tyler's autographed microphone and white stand. How do you autograph a microphone?
Like along the handle where you hold it?
Yeah. I suppose all different kind of mics. Let's see, also some of his famous scarves that he ties to his mic stand. Those are going to go from $5,000 to $10,000 a piece. That's the estimate, anyway. Guitarist Joe Perry is also set to put up autographed Les Paul signature guitar. Richie, that's worth, well, they say it's worth $5,000 to $7,000. I bet it'll bring 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Some of this stuff, really. The band also auctioning off a special VIP package to their Vegas show, Deuces Are Wild, that includes first-class airline tickets, hotel accommodations, a meet-and-greet with Perry and Tyler, and the whole package is worth $10,000-$20,000. Good for them. Another unique item being included is a Nixon Limited custom watch that boasts a leather band made from Tom Petty's own guitar strap. That'll go from $10,000 to $20,000, they say.
That's cool.
painting Halsey made on a linen sheet while she performed East Side.
That would actually be really cool to get.
Yeah.
The video is her singing by herself on the stage and at the exact same time painting upside down a mural of her own face.
Really?
Which is like a pretty unique thing to get. So if I had lots of money, then I would bet on that.
Hold the thought that in your life you'll have lots of money, Kara. I'm sure you will. The sale also boasting plenty of classic rock items, like guitars signed by Dave Grohl, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, Pete Townsend, Carlos Santana, while Eddie Vedder placed his signature and a few drawings on a ukulele. That's kind of, how much is that going to bring? I think the estimates here are pretty low, frankly. Fleetwood Mac offering up a signed music, signed photo from their Music Cares Person of the Year event last year. And Linda Ronstadt has donated a framed and signed copy of her album, Heart Like a Wheel. I think that'll be worth some dough, too. So, at any rate, good event, the Music Cares program. Sad note now, no pun intended, Melanie Pagnotto, sister of George Michael, passing away at the age of 55.
Wow.
Over Christmas. We can confirm that Melanie has passed away. Somebody asked the family's privacy of your respect. So what's the story?
Well,
with
she
her?
Died on Christmas Day, just like George did, just 3 years apart.
Really?
Pretty, yeah.
Drugs?
No, they said natural causes. They're not really investigating it as anything else. Wow. Probably a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. She lived in Oxfordshire. Well, anyway, it is kind of, I think,
sad
the story
for that family.
Here
My gosh.
Is that she died the same day that her brother did. That's kind of the story.
Christmas is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, certainly. All right, we have, where are we now? Looks about 28 past the hour, boys and girls.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now, pay off some credit card debt, or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available in the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. intelligence reportedly helped Russia prevent an attack that was planned in St. Petersburg during New Year's Eve festivities. Now two Russian suspects have been arrested. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanking President Trump when Putin spoke to Trump in a phone call on Sunday. Texas authorities call it a case of good guys with guns stopping a bad guy who opened fire in a church near Fort Worth yesterday. The parishioners were part of a security team at the West Freeway Church of Christ, and they stopped the gunman seconds after he opened fire. Two people died, and the gunman was also killed. This man witnessed it, saying of the gunman,
"He's a creature of God also, just like we are. And it was a sad thing that he had to come into the congregation and hurt people, and it's a sad thing that we had to hurt him. But I don't have any hate for this person. We can't have hate for anybody."
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Monday, December 30th DJV program with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is here. A lot of talk over the weekend about the passing of Don Imus. I mentioned earlier on my connection to him. I certainly wasn't, by any stretch of the imagination, anybody who knew him well, came across him a few times in my career, and thought he was exactly what the doctor ordered for a certain time, a certain way, a certain type of broadcasting. There are those people who say he gave the green light to Howard Stern, and there were a lot of other people. Actually, I've been around long enough to know that there were people before, not, I was going to say way before, but not. You know, he started out here in California and worked on a small station in Palmdale, and then he went to Stockton, and then he went to Cleveland, and then he went to New York, and pretty much stayed there. The quack quack
The quack quack.
I am as in the morning. He was it.
You know where the quack quack came from, right?
No, I don't know that.
He got angry at a board op who wasn't paying attention during the show.
Yeah.
So he, what was the thing? So every time he said, "I want you to pay attention to me so closely that every time I say the time, I want you to play the quack quack."
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically a punishment for his board op that wasn't paying attention to him. So he wanted to hear the quack quack every time he said the time.
Quack quack.
Yeah.
So there, well, there were a lot of things that came out of that show. Or all of his incarnations. I remember when he worked at WNBC, that I met him one morning. My friend Dick Summer was on that station for quite a long time, and he preceded Imus on the air. And Imus would show up when he wanted to, and Dick Summer never got paid extra for staying in sometimes an hour or two when Imus just decided, or he'd been on a binge or whatever. He just showed up when he wanted to, and he was really cruel. Really cruel.
Yeah, not a nice guy.
To Dick. No. But yet, the other side of all the money he raised for children's charity, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But then there were those who said, well, he used some of the money to build a big ranch for himself out in the desert. You know, I don't know whether he did. One of the things when I did get a chance to listen to him, I liked him talking about his wife, Deirdre, and his son, Wyatt. You always knew what was going on. One of the things that he did well was talk about his life. And this is what makes the personalities that we are, whether it's me, whether it's Victoria, Richie, develop a relationship with our audience based on who we are and what they know about us. That's really, you know, even in this day and age when we have so many people on the radio who only want to talk about politics and Trump's good and the other guys are bad and all of that stuff, in order to be successful, in order to last, you have to know. If you look at the people who have been around for a long time, the people who have been on the air and continually on the air are people that you know something about. You know pretty much. I don't give.
No. No.
Okay.
And to Doug's point, one of the things that makes him last for so many of the years, and this is what he's trying to say about Imus, is he puts himself out there. And the hosts that you connect to are the ones who aren't afraid to put themselves out there, and that they will sit there and go, here's my life, here's what my wife said to me, here's what we did the other day, here's how I get along with my wife, here's my kids. And I used to listen to Don Geronimo. And Don Geronimo on WJFK here in Washington, D.C., he would do the same thing. He'd put his whole life out there, and that's what Doug does. Doug puts his whole, you know everything about Doug, so you become friends with the host. And you get to be at the point where it's a relationship. Even though you've never met in person, it's a relationship. And that's what Imus would do. Stern does it. Stern lays his whole life out there. And the guys that are the biggest guys, they'll do that, except for Rush. You don't know anything about Rush. Is all about give me information that is useful to me and help me understand what's going on. And that's where Rush really gets. And, you know, Hannity's the same way. Give me information that is useful to me and help me understand what's going on. So, but you got to understand one of those two things. All right. So we'll find out what happened to Doug, because I think I'm as proud. Oh, before we do that. Going around on social media, there was a commercial for Imus and Stern at WNBC. I wanted to play for Doug. I'm going to have to email this to Doug, but you got to hear this. This is fun.
National Organization for Women. The New York chapter.
Try that again.
Because of certain indiscreet remarks by Don Imus and Howard Stern, WNBC Radio apologizes to the following. The National Organization for Women. The New York chapter of HNASA. Governor Cuomo. The New York Jets, the United States Congress, both houses, Nassau Community College, the Gay Men's Choir, Sons of Italy, Rabbi Arthur Salkowitz, my wife.
66 WNBC.
And both Stern and I was just sitting there on the side of the guy, and they're just like, yeah, go ahead. Really funny stuff. All right, so it's 40 past the hour on the DJV program. Right back.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee or see the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. You waited until after Thanksgiving and Christmas and the big countdown, and now new year, new weight, right?
And I think that's where Americans and all individuals get behind, because they wait.
Dr. John Wall leads Mayo Clinic's National Health Checkup, a survey which recently put obesity just behind cancer as America's top health care concern.
So we have to educate consumers and then give them the tools. What diet do they need? What exercise programs do they need?
Dr. Wald says one easy lesson is to make your weight a weekly, not an annual issue.
There's a scale in my bathroom, and I get on that scale, if not every day, then every other day. At the end of the weekend, if I'm up 2 or 3 pounds from my activities, whatever they may be, that tells me that I've got to ratchet back.
Instead of letting the pounds pile up for a season or even a year, in 2017, don't wait to address your weight.
It's easier to make that pound correction than it is to make that 10-pound correction.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the world of technology, you know, I just love it. I was in the middle of my treatise about Don Imus and radio. So how much of it did you hear, and where did you go after?
We finished. You're done. Congratulations. It was brilliant. Probably the best thing you've done all morning.
Excuse me. Probably not much point in going back to it because...
you can move along now.
Impact. All right. The Philippines have banned a couple of our senators. You see this? The Philippines banning members of Congress from entering into the country. And so what is going on in terms... Well, this is our pal, Rodrigo Duterte.
Exactly.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Wants to kill everybody.
Yeah.
So he told Senators Dick Durbin and Patrick Leahy, don't bother showing up because we're not going to give you a visa to visit.
Yeah, that's a good call on those two.
I don't know.
Yeah,
one of the Filipino senators was detained there like a couple years ago because she was leading an investigation about, you know, like all of those killings that were happening under Duterte, mm-hmm. where basically he was like, if I suspect you of doing drugs, then I'll murder you. And so then she got put in jail, and so I guess they were coming up with some proposal, I don't know what we really have to do with her, but I guess they were just saying that there were human rights violations going on, and so when they said that they were going to deny top diplomats or top people from the Philippines to come over, they were like, well, fine, we won't let you come here, which honestly I feel like is, wouldn't they rather come here than us go there? Like, I don't know how many people here are going to the Philippines every year, but...
A friend of mine does. He's a Filipino, goes back, and he actually works for the British government.
Does he have a Filipino passport?
He does. Yeah.
Then I would assume people who have passports for the Philippines would be fine. It's just if you have an American passport.
Yeah. But I mean, the guy is such a nut job. He's mentally ill.
Yeah.
And he, you know, I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't know how the people are.
So is he a communist or a terrorist? I forget which one he is.
Terrorist.
He's more like a terrorist, right?
Yeah, he's just a terrorist. Yeah, he's just.
Well, he's gun happy, trigger happy. He also claims that he's a homosexual who, I forget how exactly he cured himself of being gay, so he likes to shoot gay people. He's completely mentally ill. I know, you know, Rich, you don't like Durbin and Leahy, but still, it doesn't matter what the political affiliation is.
Yeah.
The U.S. made the right call by calling him out on this stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Well, there's a lot of stuff that seems to be pretty gooey and gory over the weekend. This attack at the, this guy goes into a rabbi's house in New York City with a machete and killed six people. How do you do that?
He stabbed five people, which is obviously still terrible.
A couple of them died.
No, nobody in that.
He ran into the house screaming, "I'll get you!" And so, you know, what the hell?
Well, his family's, the guy who did this is now, you know, he's been arrested. And his family says that he's not guilty because he has a long history of mental illness.
It's like, well, whatever.
What did you do? What were you doing to help him? He lived at home with his mother. He's 37 years old. So, like, and then the family says, he's not guilty because he's mentally ill.
Yeah, it's also annoying because a lot of people have mental illness who are actively doing something to help themselves and are not going out and stabbing people with machetes. It makes everybody look bad.
Well, that reminds me, the other movie I saw over the weekend was Richard Jewell, which is actually quite a story. Richie, it's a little bloated. It's a little maudlin. It's a little bit overdone. It's a Clint Eastwood-produced story, and at the end, you know and have sympathy for the character of Richard Jewell, but it's very melodramatic. Kathy Bates is, I found it to be annoying in some places, but I was happy to learn the story, and there are great performances. Sam Rockwell is one of our best actors, I think, today. Man. Although I understand Clint Eastwood tried to get Bradley Cooper, because the two of them are so close, he wanted to get Bradley Cooper to play that role, and Cooper was busy doing something else. So Bradley Cooper says, to Clint Eastwood, go find Sam Rockwell. And Eastwood had not worked with Rockwell, didn't know him, but when you read some of the stories afterwards, apparently Rockwell fit right into Eastwood's style, which is one or two takes and you're done. Get it right the first time, or, you know, take a hike. And so you see that this new guy, I'd never seen him before, who plays Jewel, does quite a good job of you know, you just kind of guess, you kind of think, okay, this is really what this bumpkin was all about. And then you have absolutely, you go bananas with the FBI and the way they, what a bunch of ham and eggers, and what they brought to bear on this guy, and there was no proof, none whatsoever, that he was even close to doing what they accused him of doing, but it was an easy out for them, and they look as bad as they deserve to look under the circumstances. Wow. Oof. So, what else have we got? That's murder and mayhem from the weekend. There were six people killed in a crash of a Hawaiian tour helicopter. The Hawaiian Islands have tours all over them, and it's one of the most breathtaking places I've ever been in the world, and I've been fortunate enough to get around. I think Hawaii, in terms of romance or in terms of peace and quiet, this is on the island of Kauai where we are heard. Kauai is a beautiful island as well. But these things go on. This kind of stuff goes on all the time. They get too close to the volcanoes.
Isn't this the second one this year?
Yes.
Really?
They get too close to these volcanoes, and they get sucked into the...
I did a helicopter tour one time in Hawaii, and I told Kara earlier, we were talking about it, I'm lucky I'm alive, I guess, because you just hear these stories all the time.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous. Skip the helicopters.
Is don't do it. Right. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Star Wars movie on TV over the weekend after having seen the most recent Star Wars. It does very well, as you can imagine. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on the DJV program to go through the box office totals for the weekend. No surprise, Star Wars is doing box office gold, is it not, Chucker? How is everything shaping up from this weekend?
Yeah, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker was number one again, $72 million, $362 million since it came out last week, $700 million worldwide. So it's doing fine. It may not break what the other two entries in this new trilogy did, but nobody at Disney's going to pull out their crying towel.
It's a good movie.
Profitable.
If you like Star Wars, you should go see this movie. It's a very typical, very good, very well-done Star Wars movie. I think it's there are a lot of interesting cameos in it. The idea was for it to wrap up the story, but I think it leaves it open for Daisy Ridley's character to come back again in another movie. That's the way.
There's been some speculation out there, some articles written that not confirmed, but some people who say they have a inside word say that Daisy Ridley's Rey character will be spun off into her own film. I think that would be the way to go, to be honest with you, because one, she's extremely appealing. Two, the fan base has a character that they already have established to gravitate to. If I was Disney, that would be the direction I would go in for sure. You know, the other story at the box office was Cats. A lot of the media outlets reporting that Universal Pictures will have at least a $70 million write-off on Cats. It is really underperformed at the box office, just $17.8 million in 2 weeks of release. But you know what the interesting part here is, Doug? On the movie theater I'm involved in East Strasbourg, we have three movies playing: Star Wars, Little Women, and Cats. When people walk out of theater, I ask what they think. On Star Wars, most people like it. Little Women, most people who have seen that movie love it. When people see Cats, you think their reaction would be completely negative, but really not the case. A lot of the people I speak to, I say, what do you think of Cats? Yeah, I liked it. So the general public versus critics is a very different type animal. I thought it was a pointless film. I didn't think it was unwatchable, Cats. I just thought it was uninspired and not much energy. But general public, I guess, they're not as critical as the mainstream critic.
Give us the results, and let me tell you about the two movies that I saw.
After Star Wars, you got Jumanji, sequel, $35 million, $175 million in 3 weeks of release. Little Women placed third, $16.5 million, $29 million over the weekend. Frozen 2, $16.5 million. That one's done $421 million since it's been out 7 weeks ago. And Spies in Disguise, an animated film with the voice of Will Smith, ran out the top five, $22 million since opening on Christmas Day. One other box office total of interest, Knives Out with Daniel Craig. This film's performed very well. Really good word of mouth. $110 million since its release, up 50% week to week. So that's a good number.
Bombshell came out a week or so ago. The story of Roger Ailes, very well done. Charlize Theron gave me something to think about with regard to Megyn Kelly and what I thought about her before and what I think about her now. Two different things. The story about Ailes had been told any number of times. It's very interesting. People I know who love Fox, you know, they hate the fact that the movie came out and that the story of him has been told. It's a story that needed to be told. He was not a good human being. And so, you know, it was...
How's John Lithgow in that film?
Lithgow's fabulous. He's just fabulous. Richard Jewell, Well, I just wanted to tell a quick story. Richard Jewell was not what I would like to have seen. Good portrayals. Sam Rockwell played the part because Clint Eastwood couldn't get what's his face to play it.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. So anyway, it's a good movie. A little heavy handed and a little melodramatic, but other than that, it's worth going to see.
Paul Walter Hauser as Richard Jewell, I thought was excellent in that movie. I thought it was a good film. He was in a movie called, he was in I, Tonya. He's had a bunch of supporting parts in the business. Always sort of plays a simpleton comic relief. He fits Richard Jewell. He's really good as Richard Jewell. Actually, the original cast that they wanted for Richard Jewell, from what I read, they wanted Jonah Hill to play Richard Jewell, and they wanted DiCaprio to play the lawyer. If you look at the credits at the end, two of the producers are Jonah Hill and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
Producer credit on that movie.
Yeah.
It has not performed at the box office, though, just $16 million in almost a month in theaters, which very telling about adult drama.
Yeah. 59 Pat.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.